This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Outspoken. Today is a little bit different because it's just Kate and I, because Sophie is busy packing.
Yep, you've got the A-team today because Sophie has dogged us and she is focusing on the move, which I'm glad about because...
Well, it's tomorrow.
Yes, it's tomorrow. And as I mentioned on Monday's episode, I have been roped in to help and I am just worried about what it's going to be like because last time we moved... Well, it was actually two times ago. Mum had to come over and help Sophie pack her room up because it was moving day and she had done nothing. And that's when Mum had discovered where all the missing spoons from the kitchen were. And they were under her bed because she used to take a spoon of Nutella up with her and eat it and then throw the spoon under her bed.
Now, poor Sophie, I hope she hasn't actually listened to this because we've just got free range to talk about whatever we want. And it seems like we've chosen her to talk about. I was going to say it was absolutely hilarious because yesterday she took... Archie out for his first push in his new pusher.
So that's not her baby for new listeners. That's her puppy, her Cocker Spaniel puppy.
It was so embarrassing. So we went down to West Beach in South Australia and literally everyone sort of smiled at us thinking that there was a baby in this pusher until it started barking and people's faces were priceless. It was so funny. This young guy was walking with his dog and he was like, hi. And we were like, oh, hello. And then he looked at us and he's like, is that a dog in there? I'm like, yes.
Do you think some people think it's a baby and a dog and like you shouldn't have a dog in with a baby?
No, everyone cottoned on pretty quickly that it was a dog.
Oh gosh, I'm so glad I did not come with you. Now, Amy, how's your health kit going this week? Because it's what, day three now?
Yeah, it is day three. Well, I feel like the universe is telling me not to continue with my health kick because Kate and I were going out to a job and we were pulling out of the driveway and we saw a news cameraman. He was getting his camera out and we're like, oh gosh, what's happening here? And it turns out that some nut job has been sticking pins into fruit again. And this time it's the mandarins at my local Woolworths.
And Amy, you are always chowing down on mandarins. That's why I thought it was quite funny. Well, it's okay because our mandarin tree has started growing in the backyard. So I can bring you some pinless
mandarins. So it's fruiting, is it, your mandarin tree?
Yes, it is fruiting. I don't know if that's the correct... I don't think that's the correct word.
Well, whatever. I'm just glad I can get some safe mandarins because I love them.
Yes. Now, don't use that as an excuse not to eat healthy. I think that would be a bit of a cop-out.
No, I've been feeling so shit because I have been eating healthy. Aren't you meant to feel better?
You'll start feeling good soon, I'm sure.
Now, because today's episode is a little bit more casual compared to our Tuesday episode, we thought it would be really fun to talk about influencer Madison Woolley and another influencer, Talia Skaines, because there's been something odd that's been popping up that we've noticed in their comments.
So for those who don't follow Madison and Talia, they're your typical Instagram bikini girls. They've got the blonde hair, very tan skin. They post their smoothie bowls and their bikini photos and their trips to Bali. So I follow both of these girls and they also do have YouTube channels. And I know, I feel like it's a bit of hate following, to be honest, from my behalf.
Oh, look, I mean, they're obviously both nice girls, but it's kind of interesting because I noticed that they're both huge on Instagram. So Madison, I think, has over 500,000 followers and Talia Skaines would have the same amount. But it's really odd because when you go over to their YouTube pages, it doesn't correlate.
Yeah, they have smaller subscriber numbers on YouTube, don't they?
Yeah, even just the amount of views. So it got me thinking. I was like, this is a bit odd. Anyway, the other day I had a little look in the comment section and I was shocked. The amount of, I would say, 50 to 60 year old men that have been leaving comments and quite, I mean, not disgusting comments, but like, wow, you're gorgeous.
Oh, they were creepy, the comments. They were
so creepy.
Especially when you click on and see like the profile photos. Like these guys actually have photos of themselves and they look like those kind of like serial killer photos.
Well, they're all from Russia. A lot of them are from Russia. And so I had a look and it was a photo that Madison Woolley put up. It was her in a bikini and there were 207 comments. And I actually went through as research for this podcast and I counted 113 creepy comments from, I would say, men that are over 50. And some of these men had pictures of their wives in them. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them following her, but it got got me thinking because these girls, they get sponsored by huge brands.
And yeah, and it's like Boho and Pretty Little Thing, you know, these female fast fashion brands that are sponsoring these influencers.
Yeah, and it got me thinking. I was like, oh, okay, well, are these brands getting a good return? Because it seems that the majority of their followers are old men.
Yeah, like the old pervs that used to go on like Pornhub, but now they found Instagram for free.
It's literally that. Because I then went onto their YouTube channel, and it's really interesting because their new YouTubes that are like, oh, you know, here's my quarantine vlog.
Day in the life.
Cleaning the house and whatnot. They've all got jack shit views.
Mm.
And then you go on to Madison Woolley's, it's some kind of underwear haul. And yeah, it's got a million views.
Yeah. And it's funny though, because from working in PR, we've dealt with influencers before and we have had access to how much that they, not particularly Madison Woolley, but influencers in general can...
In that realm.
Yeah, in that realm can actually get paid for a YouTube post like that. So if a brand decides to come on board and be the, you know, topic...
Main sponsor.
Yeah, main sponsor of your video. So that means, you know, a clothing haul by Princess Polly. Then that brand is paying an influencer about $20,000. And that is an influencer that has around 500,000 to a million subscribers.
So what would you think if you were that underwear brand and it had a million views, but when you look in the comments, this is the point I didn't mention. I clicked on the comments. There were hundreds from creepy, gross men.
Well, that would make me think that it's only getting a million views because it's perverts who will never buy any of the underwear or bathers watching it. Not young girls that are like, oh yeah, that looks good.
I did say to you before when we were discussing this, do you think men would then, like these pervert men would go and buy their wives or girlfriends the underwear?
An educated guess would be if they're looking at 21-year-old girls, Instagram and YouTubes, that they've probably got a 60-year-old wife that's probably not interested in wearing a bikini for a 15-year-old.
Well, while we're talking about Madison Woolley, Talia Skane's Instagram account is exactly the same. I follow her and she seems, as I said, she seems like a really nice girl. But I'm sometimes like just going through my Insta stories and I'll be in shock because I'll flick through and then there's just like this almost pornographic shot of her body. And it's actually quite funny because I was sitting on the couch the other night with my boyfriend and I was just flicking through and there's just some like almost nude photo of her and he laughed and he said if I was looking at this, he'd get in trouble.
Reese said the same thing. It's like so funny if you see my feed on Instagram and it's all these girls in bikinis. But yeah, it's similar to Skye Wheatley. I've often clicked on her story and apparently she's testing out the quality of some tights and leggings for their squatting ability. And she's just got the camera there and just squatting and it makes me laugh so much. I'm like, do they actually think that anyone's watching this to see the quality of the pants she's wearing?
Well, I think some of them are really naive and they do think that. The thing is, do you think that it's like someone like Talia, she's obviously posting shots of herself in bikinis. She knows that guys are looking at it. I'd wonder what her boyfriend must think about it, Mitch, who's also on Instagram.
He doesn't seem to care because he's her sidekick on lots of her social media channels. I think she plays into it as well because she's often eating food on her YouTube channel and she does it in such a sexualized way. Like I can't understand that she would sit back and edit and watch that and not think it looked sexual as she eats it.
It did make me think because I remember seeing this documentary back in the day and it was called Webcam Girls and it was basically women who... they would be paid by men to do different things to themselves. Like some women would tip baked beans over their body.
I remember seeing this, yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of made me think, like, wow, is that kind of what Instagram's turned into? As in these women know that they're posting these photos for these like old perverted men and that's their main follower base, but they don't really care because it's getting them the likes and the follows that then, you know, is giving them money and giving them that lifestyle.
See, I think differently because I think that they do care and I think that they set up YouTube as a form to actually get females to watch them because I think a lot of these attractive young influencers, they see other influencers doing it too, but a lot of people, when they look at their photos on Instagram, they think, shit, I'd love to look like that. How do I look like that? So a lot of their videos about their skincare routine, what they eat in a day. So I think they're hoping that young girls will then go across to their YouTube channel and they'll get a following for their personality instead of just being hot in a photo.
Yeah, the thing is though, a lot of the girls, I know that the reason they're posting the bikini photos is because that's where they get their engagement and that's where they get the most likes. And I've heard Gary V, of course, Gary Vaynerchuk talk about it before, saying he loves the fact that Australia has got rid of the likes because it means people are going to be posting content that they're more interested in posting rather than sort of posting the thirst trap photos. But I do, I mean, if it was me and I was getting all these comments from creepy guys, I would stop posting it. I would feel so uncomfortable.
I would probably delete the comments. I mean, I know they're creating engagement for them, but it's probably not the best look, especially when, as you say, they are trying to attract female sponsors. It's funny though, because I don't understand, if that is your market and you've got access to those analytics, why not go for sponsorships with male brands? I mean, I do remember Madison Woolley for some reason had a male shaver, and at the time I thought that was really weird, but on reflection that probably is her audience.
That's right. And I just wanted to add in, it's not that I don't think these women should be able to post these photos. They should be able to post whatever they want.
I mean, we follow it, so we must enjoy, you know, engaging with that content for whatever reason.
But just me personally, I feel a bit funny about seeing 21-year-olds posting photos and 60-year-old men dribbling over it. It grosses me out.
What makes me laugh is the fact that it seems like a lot of these influencers don't actually understand their audience, because you know, Madison Woolley's partner, Jonathan Sauer, who used to date Shani Grimmond, he has a predominantly female audience who would be watching him and perving on him. But instead, he tries to act like he's got a male audience that he's trying to sell clothes to, because obviously he wants free clothes. So it's quite interesting that they seem to market to the audience they want in the hope that other brands will think, oh, hey, okay, yeah, I might jump on board with them. So it'll be really interesting moving forward with coronavirus affecting the marketing budgets out there to think, well, a brand's actually going to be starting to demand to have a bit of a closer look at these analytics. Are they going to be happy to say, oh yeah, she's got 500,000 followers, she's a girl, she must have female followers? Or are they going to start investigating that more further?
I think advertisers should get on to Madison Woolley and Talia Skanes and start advertising beers and car products. It's because like that's the demographic.
I just got in that head, two cougars, thanks. I could totally see Talia Skanes advertising cougars.
Well, talking about advertising, Talia Skanes was recently advertising some drink bottles, and I'm actually not sure how you pronounce the name. Is it like 35 Phoenix or something?
Yeah, it's I always see that, and it reminds me of The Order of the Phoenix, a Harry Potter book.
Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's something along those lines. And
sorry, just a great brand, not no one knowing how to actually say it, but
look, I might just be being ignorant, I'm not sure. But anyway, she has been spruiking these water bottles on her Instagram account, and they've sold out everywhere. They look pretty cool, to be honest. It's these big 2-liter bottles.
Well, no, there's 2-liter ones and then there's a smaller one. But anyway, so I think she's been spruiking these drink bottles for years, and finally she had her own, you know, the company had made their own Talia Skanes drink bottle, and it was the color she had picked and everything like that. And as Amy said, it sold out.
But next minute though.
Yeah, and then suddenly she's announcing that Mitch, her boyfriend, owns the drink bottle company, and it's never been said for the couple of years that she's been promoting it.
Look, I'm not sure if it's a couple of years. I know it's been in recent months they've been promoting it, but I don't know. I felt a little bit uncomfortable about that, and it made me think though, because generally if an influencer says that this is their product, it does sell out. So if you look at someone like Sarah's Day, her activewear line sold out even after all the controversy after, you know, the braid incident, because people wanted it because it was Sarah's Day. So then you've got these drink bottles that Talia Skanes' boyfriend is producing, and she's clearly got some form of cut in it, and she's selling it as if it's someone else's product. So it kind of, it's a weird one, because you think, well, if you'd said it was yours, do you think you would have sold even more?
Do you think it's also to get clout? Because I know with Jagged, one of their great marketing plans is to have a line of their activewear created by an influencer like Laura Henshaw. And those lines have always sold really well. So it also puts that influencer on a pedestal, like, oh, wow, there's a brand that wants to do just a specific range with them.
Yeah,
so possibly. I wonder if it's the clout. as well.
Well, also, the thing that got me thinking about the whole water bottle thing was the fact that she seemed a little bit, I think Mitch has mentioned it before. Talia was almost trying to cover it up. You know, it's in his Instagram bio.
Well, do you know what I found funny? Because they've also announced that together they're launching a loungewear range, which is obviously all the go in ISO. Everyone's loving coordinated tracksuits.
Mm.
And it's quite funny because I've only ever seen her wearing a bra or a crop top in her stories. Like, I always think, wow, it must be warm in Brisbane.
She's on the Gold Coast.
Always, yeah, her stomach is always on show. And gosh, I don't blame her. She's got an amazing body. But she started to then wear these tracksuit pants because she'd either wear like really tight little shorts or leggings with her crop top. And suddenly she was wearing these like big baggy, ugly grey tracksuit pants with like a corset. And it just was really weird. I'm like, I must be getting old because this doesn't look right.
That's what I find odd. It's sort of like it's like comfort on your bottom half.
And it's kind of like a mullet.
Yeah, and sort of like uncomfortable corset up the top.
Well, anyway, and now suddenly that they've obviously announced that these tracksuit pants, they're actually making them. And they're obviously making matching hoodies now because I've never seen her so covered up. She's wearing all the hoodies now. And I'm like, oh, wow. It's either gotten really cold there or, you know, they want to sell the hoodies.
Well, I think we should move on to other news. And there has been some big Bachelor in Paradise news that has just dropped today.
Yeah, well, this has coincided with Kira Maguire being announced that she's on the show. So I was really interested to see, wow, who's she going to hook up with? And then suddenly that's been ruined, hasn't it?
Yeah, because paparazzi shots have been released to the Daily Mail, which show Kira and Matt from Love Island.
Yeah, this was weird. They kind of look good together, but then I didn't realize there's a big 10-year age gap between the pair.
Yeah, well, it made me think, is Matt a rebound? Like, did she find somebody on Bachelor in Paradise and then go, oh, like, this didn't work out, I'm going to go for the younger guy?
Yeah, well, apparently Bachelor in Paradise was filmed about 7 months ago, but the timing's very interesting. The fact that Kira's only been announced to be appearing on the show this week, and then all of a sudden paparazzi have these happy couple shots that she's obviously rung them up and told them to take.
So yeah, well, remember we were talking to Lizzie from Married at First Sight, and she basically said that, yeah, no one's following these random reality stars around.
No, of course not, especially with COVID. It's not like, oh, you know, there they are.
Oh, I was just following Kira randomly on my day.
Yeah, and smiling and laughing and looking perfect. Yeah, it is interesting. And I would love to be a fly on the wall at Channel 10 because I could imagine they are really pissed off about this.
Well, to be fair, it's been 7 months. So what, these people are just meant to put their lives on hold. They've probably all been paid an absolute pittance to be on there. And I'm in two minds because you think, well, can you keep it a secret so those people who want to watch it don't have it ruined? But then again, they are real people.
Yeah, but it's unfair for the other people that have kept it a secret because, you know, there's people that have very public profiles like Abby Chatfield and Brittany Hockley that host podcasts that essentially are about their lives and they've managed to keep quiet.
To be fair, it's pretty obvious that Abby and Brittany are both single.
It is. Well, we don't know. We don't know what's happened with them. I mean, they could be keeping a great secret. What about also all the couples on The Bachelor and Bachelorette that have basically destroyed their relationships by not being able to see each other because they've signed a contract?
Mm. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Well, there's not really much we can do about it. I mean, I'm still looking forward to it. The other reality news is that Kourtney Kardashian has officially announced that she's leaving. Well, she's confirmed that she's left the Kardashians.
Yeah, she's actually given a reason for leaving. And I don't think Kris Jenner's going to be very happy. She said that the show was really toxic and she just wants her privacy.
I love that she said it's toxic, but it's her family show.
I know. It is weird though because all those rumors about Kourtney and Scott getting back together and a lot of people have been saying, oh, it must be for the show, but she's not even going to be on it. So, gosh, that might actually be legitimately true.
She seems quite private though. Do you think she might be back with Scott and doesn't want it aired? Because she has always said that part of the reason that her and Scott didn't work out was because of the pressures of the show. And I remember in an interview she was saying that, you know, they'd be on track and doing well. And then one of the old episodes would pop up and they'd both watch it and then get angry at each other.
Oh, that would be so hard considering all the shit things he's done to her over the years. and it all being documented for everyone to judge, because it would be really hard to be Scott, because I think he was on there when he was like in his early 20s, because he's a little bit younger than Courtney, and he is now obviously more mature, well, I hope, in his 30s. And you think, oh God, this is all documented. And yeah, as you said, salt in the wounds if you were back on track.
Well, from what I've seen of the new series of the Kardashians, they seem to be going back to basics where they come up with those sort of fake zany storylines. So I don't know if that's going to rate. So it might be, you know, Courtney exiting the show might spell the end of it.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I don't think getting rid of the dynamic of Kim, Courtney and Khloe is very smart. I mean, Kylie and Kendall really don't bring much. One of them will really need to stand up, because it's not like when Rob left, it's like no one cares. Talking about Rob, apparently he's lost a lot of weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's made an appearance in a photo with his sisters. And yeah, he looked really good.
Oh, well, I'm happy, because I've always been waiting for him to go skinny again.
Yeah, I know.
I feel genuinely bad for him. I think for his health, he needs to take it seriously.
Yeah, and I think it's quite obvious that there are a lot of things going on with him. It's not just his weight. I think it's a product of maybe some mental illness, unfortunately. So yeah, it's good to see Rob back on track.
That's heaps good. We should get into a new segment. Now, Kate and I have come up with this segment, and so hopefully you guys like it.
Hopefully Sophie approves.
Oh, well, we're just going to put it in here anyway. So this segment is based off a YouTube craze, I suppose, or popular video that people are doing at the moment. So the video is all about asking different people questions you've sort of never had the guts to ask them before. So for example, Saffron Barker, a UK vlogger, did it. So she asked her brother questions girls wanted to know about boys.
So today we've done our own version, and we have asked a couple of men their thoughts on some questions we thought you guys might like answered.
And one of them is my boyfriend. So let's see if people can...
And one of them would like to remain anonymous, because he probably doesn't want these answers, because they're so truthful. He probably wouldn't want to put his hand up and say that. Well, actually, knowing him, he probably wouldn't care.
Well, let's go to our anonymous person first.
What does it mean if a guy likes another woman's photo that's not his girlfriend or wife on Instagram?
He wants the router.
Do you think about your partner when you're out on a boys' night out?
Very rarely.
Face or personality?
Personality.
Does a girl's body count, as in like the number of people she slept with, matter?
Yes, it does. If she's up to over 100, then there is a red flag.
Does shaving matter, as in like women shaving like their legs and I suppose their sort of bikini area?
Well, I think a little bit of housekeeping would be good, you know, as long as some parts are clean, but not necessarily. It all depends what you're talking about.
Do guys like being called cute?
At my age, I'll take anything I can get, thank you.
Boobs or bum?
Both, but most probably bum.
And now let's go to my boyfriend Dale's answers. Do you prefer women with or without makeup?
I like the natural look, but I can understand that some people like to wear makeup.
What does it mean if a guy likes another woman's photo that's not his girlfriend or wife on Instagram?
I'm not convinced it means nothing, that's for sure. I'm not too sure though.
Do you think about your partner when you're on a boys' night out?
Yeah. Yeah, wonder if she's going to get angry at me for rolling a bit drunk.
Really?
Nah.
Face or personality?
Personality.
Does a girl's body count matter? Like how many people she slept with?
Oh, I think within reason. I don't know if there's an exact ratio that would tip me over, but yeah.
Does shaving matter if a woman, like if she lets things go unruly?
Once again, within reason.
Do men like being called cute?
I think, yeah, in context, not when you're trying to do something manly and or in front of your friends.
Boobs or bum?
I think it depends on the individual, but probably more towards bum.
See, I think it's hard on Dale that you are identifying him, because I feel like maybe they won't be that truthful.
No, the thing is, Dale is so honest, so those answers are 100% true.
Oh, well, good. Hopefully they help someone, even if it's just to make them laugh.
And if you do have questions, feel free to DM us some of them. We're thinking of asking a few more people. We thought it'd be funny to get our mum's response and some other people. So we'll keep you guys posted on that one if you did enjoy it.
I don't know if anyone else has been doing this, but I have been finding myself online shopping. Now, I am looking for the perfect winter jumper because I literally have nothing in my wardrobe that I would like to wear casually out except activewear.
Well, it's hard to find a good jumper, isn't it?
Oh, it's so hard because whenever I go shopping, there are only jumpers that are either like, I really like them, but they're $250.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not paying $250 for some average jumper. But then when you're online, everything kind of looks good and you don't know if it's going to be like really oversized or not.
Yeah. So Kate really wants your help. So if you'd like to head to our Outspoken community group on Facebook, she's going to post some photos. And one of them I have said, yes, I think you should get it. It's Nadia Bartel's jumper.
Oh my gosh, I have been talking about this all day. It's really sad.
Sorry, not her actual jumper.
But yeah, her brand's jumper. It is a beautiful neutral jumper. The dilemma is that it is $169. Now, I want to know, is it better to buy a jumper that's expensive, that is a good investment, or do I buy a couple of $70 ones?
Mm.
That is the conundrum. And if you have any winter clothing tips, please come and share them in our community because I know I would like to see them and I know it would probably help other people too.
Well, I think that's all we've got time for. We hope you did enjoy this episode. If you did, we'd love if you could tag us in your Insta story and share where you're listening from. Also, if you did enjoy it, please leave us a review because it really does help out the show. And thanks again for listening.